失业率居高不下，大选年在即，股市动荡，经济走向不明朗，如何在年底前理顺你的财务规划，降低投资风险？湾区知名理财顾问 Daniel Loy 将在周日10月23日和11月6日下午3点到5点举办2011年投资税务策略讲座，报名电话4083297549，4083297549。
少林门功夫学院是一所传授正统中国功夫，如李小龙的截拳道、双截棍及少林南北拳术、刀枪剑棍、醉拳醉棍、太极养生气功、内功等，适合各种年龄，特聘国家级教练钟永济亲自教授。你想送给孩子一生最好的礼物吗？就请将他送到少林门。报名热线650-548-9988，650-548-9988。
想拥有年收入6万到8万吗？请收听由赌场学校 Dennis 教官为大家介绍他们学校的规模和教育方案。在此学校毕业的学生均可获得工作保证，请马上致电510-318-1698，510-318-1698，报名时提及此广告者均可以获得7折优惠。
改变你的生活，年收入6万到8万。
That's right. You can now earn $60,000 to $80,000 in the casino industry in Northern California. Hi, my name's Dennis Letty, and I own All In Poker Dealer Training Center. We're located in Oakland, downtown Chinatown, on the corner of 12th and Webster. And today, you're going to hear this commercial 3 times. And we're going to do this commercial in English because we're going to guarantee some of you out there that would like to be in the casino industry a guaranteed job.And if you're going to be in the casino industry, you're going to have to understand English. So we're going to start off today's program. You're going to hear this commercial actually 3 times every Monday. So if you miss anything and you want to hear a repeat of this commercial, it's going to last 15 minutes. And you can get the phone numbers and all the information and give us a call. So today...I'm going to tell you a little bit about our training center. We have 3 locations, one located in Oakland, 1127 Webster, Suite 28, located in downtown Chinatown on the corner of 12th and Webster. Our other location is in San Rafael, which is in Marin County. And our 3rd location is located in American Canyon, 5 minutes away from Vallejo and Highway 80. And in the casino industry, I've been fortunate enough now to have my schools open for approximately 6 years. I've been able to play over 600 students in the Northern Bay Area, with 80% of them being primarily Chinese. Today, I'm looking for approximately 40 students that would like to come to our Oakland school. We have a special now that we can guarantee the job to you, earning $60,000 to $80,000 a year in the casino industry. And in return for that, you will need to be in school for approximately 2 to 3 months, maybe 4, depending on your English ability, and train 4 to 5 days a week. Now, today I brought in a couple of my ex-students who are now currently working in the industry, and today I have Carmen with me. Why don't you say hello to everybody, Carmen?
Hi, everybody.
Okay, Carmen currently works at Napa Valley Casino. Carmen, how long were you in school for?
I was at school like 6 months.
And when you came to school, how was your English ability?
My English was not that good.
Okay, and during the time you were in school, we were able to teach you and prepare you for the job, so your English increased at least 50 to 60%, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
And how long have you worked in the industry now, Carmen?
I work at Napa Valley Casino at like a year and a half.
Okay, and how much do you make a day at Napa Valley Casino approximately, Carmen?
About $250.
Carmen makes about $250 a day, not counting paycheck, which is a little bit over $300. That's approximately an $80,000 a year job. Now, all my students aren't like Carmen. Carmen's been one of my better students, and sometimes Carmen actually teaches for me in the school. Carmen, would you say that you've probably seen over 200 of my students get jobs in the time that you've been around my school?
Yeah, of course.
Where would you say that they work?
Some students, they work at California Grand, and when some students were at Napa Valley Casino, and some were Sacramento, and some like...Garden City.
Okay. And today we have another one of my students with me. Her name is Stacy. Hi, Stacy. How are you today?
I am good.
Okay, and Stacy, how long were you in school for?
School for like about 6 months.
Okay, and how easy was it for you to find a job?
I think it's pretty easy for like 6 months.
Okay, and when you got the job, how did you go about getting the job? Did I look for the job for you, or did you have to go out and get it on your own?
You got me like a couple auditions.
Okay, and basically you were hired in both places, isn't that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and Stacy, how much do you make a day working?
I would make average about $220, $250 a day.
Okay, and again, just like Carmen, another $75,000 to $80,000 a year student. Would you say that that's kind of like the same pay for all my students that work, give or take 10%?
Yes.
Carmen, how about you? You've probably seen over 200 of my students get jobs. Would you say that they make approximately the same amount of money as you?
Yeah, I think average is 200 something.
Okay, and so if you decide to come to the school and you want to check out our old students, we have a lot of students that are now working in the Bay Area. They're more than happy to talk to you about the job if you're worried about coming to the training center. You know, we can give you the names and talk to them, and you can also talk to the general managers or the owners of the casinos who do hirings for us, so that you can feel safe that if you come to our training program, that if you're paying me money to get a job and train you properly, that your money is well spent. Now, today we're going to go through a few things about how our training center differs from other training centers. In today's area, I know there's approximately 3 or 4 other training centers out there that charge a lot less money than I do to get the job. None of these other training centers, however, will offer you a guaranteed contract that will state that we will guarantee you the job if we accept you in the school. In return for that, you must put in 80% of the time required so that I can teach you the proper way so we can get you the job. Now, in today's world, it's a little bit harder with the economy down, so the job placement for people that would come in off the streets are almost impossible to get a job. I've been fortunate enough that I work with 23 different casinos in the Bay Area or poker rooms that we currently have students in, averaging approximately $60,000 to $80,000 a year. Now, one thing that is required when you do come to the school, I will bring you into the school and I will give you some tests. Some tests will be English. And again, that's why we're doing the commercial in English today, so that you can understand what I'm saying, what my students are saying to you, or what our workers are saying to you, so that you know if I get you a job, you will understand what the floor person or the boss is telling you, so that you can give them the correct answers so you can keep your job for a long period of time. Now, in the industry, Stacy, let's say, do you have medical insurance as well?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and would you say that's common for most of the employees where you work?
Yep.
Yes, we're fortunate enough that most of the casinos that we deal with do offer medical insurance. So on top of having a great job, you will be offered some form of medical insurance as well. Carmen, how about you? Do you have medical?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and would you say that most of the people in the casinos where you work and your friends that work in other casinos, medical is a very big thing, isn't that correct?
Yeah, I do.
And most of the dealers that work in their job, some people think, oh, you have to be a pretty girl or you have to have a big smile and girls are going to get hired before guys. Now, both of you have seen in my school difference between men and women. Would you say that's an equal amount of people hired, male and female, through our school?
Yes, it's equal.
How about you?
Yeah.
Okay, and Stacy, before you came to the school, did you go to another school before ours?
Yes, I do.
And did they help you with a job at all?
They do some training, but then it takes like forever. Like there's a line for like the audition, which is gonna take like forever.
Okay, and actually both of these girls do a little bit of teaching in my school. Would you say that you've seen a few students come in that have been to other training centers that never get a job and have to come to my school and pay again? Have you seen that, Stacy?
Yes, that's correct.
How about you, Carmen?
Yes.
Now, again, not to say that other training centers are not acceptable in the Bay Area, but the fact is that they cannot offer you a guaranteed job. And I'm the owner of the school. I put my name on the line for you. If you're going to come to my school, you're going to be guaranteed a job if I take you. Now, I only take approximately 20-25% of the students that come in the job because I am guaranteeing the job. So when you come to me, I will give you some tests. I will test your English. I will test your math skills. I will also see how your smile is. Smile is very important in this business. So if you come into the school, even if your English is not as well, if you have a big smile and your capability of learning is good, I will then offer you a contract. And in the contract, it's going to state again that you're going to pay me X amount of dollars to come to the school. In return for that, you're going to come to school 80% of the time. And Stacy, in your work, how many games do you do?
I do about like 5-6 different games.
Okay, and what that would be Texas Hold'em, Omaha, Double Hand, 3-card poker.
Blackjack.
And blackjack. Okay, and Carmen, you're the same?
Yeah, same thing.
Okay, in our training center, it's important. We're going to teach you approximately 14 different games, with 5 of them being 5 different versions of blackjack, a couple of different versions of 3-card poker, no-limit poker, limit hold'em poker, and also Omaha. And also in our training school, it's important that when you come to school, the first thing that I'm going to ask you is that you're always on time. Because this is the only way that I get to know you. If you're going to have something that's going to make you late for school all the time or the training classes, do not pay money to come to my class. I need you to be on time, because that's the only way that I get to know you, and so that I can get you a job and recommend that your attendance is very, very good. Now, if you're interested in this, you can call 510-318-1698. That's 510-318-1698. And if you mention this commercial, you will receive 30% off of your tuition into the training program. Again, that's 510-318-1698. And if I offer you a contract, the contract again will state that I will guarantee you the job. Your work placement will be approximately 1 hour from wherever you live. And in return for that, you must come to school 80% of the time. Now, a couple of questions that come up during the time that we're in the school is that how many hours a day is the training? Well, we'd like you to be in school or in training class 3 hours a day to 4 hours a day. But if you're good students, and students like I have Carmen and Stacy here, Carmen, how many hours a day did you practice?
Over 10 hours a day.
She came to school 3 hours before, 3 days later, and she's got the best job in Northern California right now. She was in school approximately 5 days a week. She stayed, came before, came after, and if you put in the hard work, you're going to get a great job. And Stacy, how about you? How long did you train for per day?
About the same, 8 to 10 hours.
Yeah, so if you have the time to put in, again, our classes are 3 to 4 hours a day. Sundays we have double classes going on in the school, but you need to put in the time. If you want one of the best jobs in Northern California right now in today's economy and you want to change your life, you can give me a call at 510-318-1698, and I will bring you into our Oakland facility located at 1127 Webster on the corner of 12th and Webster, unit number 28, and you will come in for free, and then if I can get you the job, I'll sign a contract with you. Now, in today's economy, a lot of people don't have a lot of money to pay for school. I'm the owner of the school, so thus I finance my own classes. So we have different payment options for you if you cannot afford to pay for the class all at once. And even with the payment options, we will guarantee the job. Now, Stacy, I know in the Bay Area, you have a lot of friends that are dealers in different casinos. Would you say that all the casinos are pretty much the same as far as the earning ability?
Yes.
Pretty close to about $220, $250 a day?
Uh-huh.
Now, again, that $220, $250 a day does not even include your paycheck. So with your paycheck, you're really close to $80,000. And these two girls here are one of my better students that we put out, and their earning ability is a little bit more than the average student. But if you come to our school, we have 7 trainers that we have you work with in the period of 1 week period of time, and we have special trainers for each games, including myself, and we will take you around the Bay Area to different casinos to see where you might like to work. Okay, and so then you'll give me your wish list, and then if I can get you that job, I will go ahead and sign you a contract. Now, Carmen, since you've got been able to get the job, how has your life changed?
Before I make like $1,000 a month, now I got like over like $6,000 a month.
Okay, and you've been able to live out and live an independent life?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, and before you were basically living at home and struggling for a living?
Yeah, before I lived with my family, I drive old car. Now I got a brand new car and got my own life.
Great, and how about you, Stacy? Now, has this been able to help you and change your life?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and do you now live on your own and be able to support yourself financially very well?
Mm-hmm. I'm happy with it.
Okay. And would you say that that's kind of the case with most of our students that come in? They don't have a very good job when they come in, and after they go through the training, they have a very good job, and it makes their life a lot better?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So, again, what we're trying to tell you right now is that in the Northern Bay Area, I have 40 guaranteed jobs available. I've been offered this through the casinos, through the time that we've been doing the training centers for almost 6 years now. They trust our training centers, and so they look for us for the jobs. Because of the expansion of many casinos in the Northern Bay Area, we're fortunate enough to be able to get the jobs for the students when they come in. Now, if you come to the school and I guarantee you the job, the main thing that you're going to have to do is to set your priorities so that basically your training is your number one priority until I get you this job. Because if you give me 100% of the training, I'll give you back 150%. Now, Carmen, in the schools, you've been into all of my training classes, is that correct?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, and are all my training classes pretty easy to get to or right off the highways?
Oh, yes.
Okay, we have one location in San Rafael for anybody that's reaching the Marin County area, and that's located right off of Highway 101 in the San Rafael area. Our training center in American Canyon is located approximately 5 minutes off of Highway 80. And again, our primary training center is in Oakland, California, located on 1127 Webster Street on the corner of 12th and Webster. Now, one thing that we do when we bring you into the school, especially if your English is good and your English skills are quick, that we will start you right away. So when you're done with the school, you do not have to wait a long period of time to get a job. As you're finishing the class, I will look and get the job for you so that when you come out of the school, you will have a job there waiting for you. Most of our jobs are full times with medical. Medical is very important for most of you out there, especially if you're a single mother and supporting yourself. You need to have medical. And so, you know, we're fortunate enough that 80% of the casinos that we work with do offer the medical plan. You can earn $60,000 to $80,000 in the casino industry by being a poker or blackjack dealer. Call 510-318-1698. Mention this commercial and you will receive 30% off of training. That's 510-318-1698. Start your new life today.
全程多年的料理经验，最正宗、最新鲜的手工水饺，最丰盛、最好吃的北方美食，尽在水饺大王。水饺大王地址 3922CW Newark，电话 510-713-2800，510-713-2800。 水饺大王更推出贴心的袋装水饺，让你把美食带回家。
您现在收听的是
湾区新城中文电台
FM 92.3
湾区新城节目多，节目精彩一箩箩，娱乐资讯夜笙歌。七天不停，为你播。嘉信理财一向与时并进，为投资者提供高质素投资体验。现推出嘉信手机程式，让您随时随地管理账户，追踪市场动态及投资买卖。由即日起，在嘉信开设账户并存入75,000块钱，可获赠最新 Android 手机一部，有多款选择，无需开台合约。今天就致电800-682-0668与嘉信华语专员联络，了解更多您的投资选择。优惠有条件限制 ，Charles Schwab Member SIPC。
我是克仪，我是赛日，我爱音乐，爱唱歌，我爱运动，也爱跳舞。我是老外
这里是美国，我才是老外吧？而且我们都喜欢吃巧克力。
What? Chocolate? 这跟主持节目有什么关系啊？不听不知道，听了就知道，请锁定星期三、星期五1点至2点的轻松一刻。
Don't forget 网上即时收听China923FM.com。克仪 Let's get some chocolate.
You're crazy.
想要更安定的生活和更高回报的投资，就应该靠一个英明的理财顾问，雷端健 Daniel Loy， 一个绝对专业可靠的理财专家，为您开善一道成功的大门。
雷端健理财事务所电话是408-329-7549，408-329-7549，地址是20480 Pacific Drive, CUA Cupertino。
美丽日记会在每次的节目与您分享让您美丽耀眼的心得和小方法，就让您的美丽也从这里开始。想要更加光彩耀人，记得锁定美丽日记，就在湾区新城中文电台 FM92.3。欢迎收听美丽日记，我是安琪，这里是湾区新城中文电台 FM92.3。 时下不少人会担心染发是否会很损害我们的健康，我们的头发。其实只要选择品质好的染膏和操作规范呢，染发的伤害啊就可以降到最低的限度。很多人喜欢买家用的染膏或者自己啊，然后让家人朋友帮忙，但是呢却有时候操作不当啊，不仅效果不好，它会是染膏触碰到我们的头皮和脸部皮肤，既难清洗又会损害我们的身体健康，损害我们的皮肤。那么想知道如何的安全染发吗？其实啊，秘诀就是尽量的避免染膏触碰我们的头皮。染好发的方法很简单，首先我们就要先检查我们的头皮是否有破损了。如果说有破损呢，是要避免染发的，不管是大的还是小的伤口，一定要尽量避免它，不要太着急的染头发。其实隔一两天染也不会出现，也不会怎么样啊。所以说记得让我们的头皮呢保持在完好无损的状况下再来染头发。在上染膏之前呢，应该在发际线以及耳周涂上一些隔离霜，或者是涂上一些凡士林，安琪觉得也可以，因为自己会这样做，我觉得还蛮有效的，可以尽量的适当的去避免我们的皮肤触碰到染发膏。在上染膏的时候呢，第一刷所占据的剂量应该最多的，那么第一刷千万不能从头发接近发根处开始，因为量多容易侵染到我们的头皮上。涂第一刷的时候呢，应该在接近发根大约两厘米处刷发，轻轻地刷向头发，并且逐渐向下延伸，染膏往后拔。当刷到下面的时候呢，刷杂基本就是干的，这个时候再小心提到接近发根处反复的刷，直到染发膏啊均匀的可以涂在我们的发丝上，这样就可以尽量的避免我们的染膏接触头皮了。那么要注意的是呢，其实很多人都喜欢在染发之后，还有在染膏在头发上在等待的时候，喜欢包上保鲜膜啊，或者是喜欢反正就是把自己的头发包裹起来。但是呢，安琪个人觉得说，上完染膏以后千万不要将头发包裹起来，因为这样可以避免染膏染上我们的头皮。因为染膏啊毕竟不是护发素，应该将上面完全染膏后的头发自然的散开，然后让染发剂和空气呢有充分的接触，使我们的染发成分啊在自然状态下发挥作用，这样染出来的颜色是最自然的。最后在冲洗染膏的时候，应该避免抓挠我们的头皮，要自然的冲洗。正确的冲洗染膏方法应该是顺着发丝的走向冲洗，然后轻微的抓洗头我们的发丝。头皮没有堆积染膏时呢，应该避免碰到头皮，即使头皮上有一些染膏也应该轻轻的揉，慢慢的冲洗。如果头皮上不慎染上了染膏呢，可以用烟灰清洗是比较容易去除的。因为为什么说在洗的时候不要用力的抓挠我们的头发及头皮呢？是因为在我们洗头发的时候，很可能会抓破我们的头皮，让它有一些细微的微血管破裂啊，或者是其他的，这样可能会让我们的发膏进入到我们的微血管里面，可能任何的一些小破损都有可能让发膏进入到我们的皮肤里面，会对我们的皮肤呢产生伤害，对我们的头皮产生一些伤害。所以说最好的办法就是让它轻轻的冲洗，然后千万不要就是太过于着急的冲洗掉它，然后可能觉得时间很短，然后不想要等那么久就把它全部都包起来。所以说一定要注意，千万不要让染膏触碰到我们的肌肤。在染过头发之后啊，有的时候我们经常会发现，可能刚刚染过的时候觉得头发的发质还是不错的，但是过了一段时间之后呢，经过风吹日晒，包括我们有时候会用一些发夹、电棒卷啊，可能会拉直，然后 卷发，包括烫发，然后染头发，头发会变得有一些干燥毛躁。那么人人啊都想拥有健康的发质，但是空气污染、烈日暴晒这些染烫啊频繁，都会给我们的头发造成不同程度的伤害。这些伤害会使我们的头发毛鳞片张开，头发中的蛋白质啊会大量的流失，形成头发的空洞，那使头发变得暗淡无光，干枯分叉，也没有弹性。就算是发型再漂亮，都会失去它所谓的所有的光彩。现代人一定要注意的事情就是我们头发的护理，而到一些salon 里面呢，护发的价格非常昂贵，那没有办法经常的去光顾然后消费，因为有的时候可能不太舍得花这些钱，那么我们就可以有效的在家然后做一些家里的护发、家里的保养。安琪最喜欢用的就是鸡蛋，因为鸡蛋清呢能够清除堆积在头发上的油垢，蛋黄呢则可以滋润干枯的头发，让它们恢复光泽。我们可以将鸡蛋挖出一个小孔，然后把蛋清全部倒在碗里，蛋黄先放弃不用，将蛋清抹在我们的发根、发梢跟头发的表面，温柔的涂抹，轻柔按摩，然后让它充分的吸收滋润，直到它微微的起泡沫。大约10到15分钟之后吧，用洗发露按平时洗头的步骤呢来洗干净，这样可以将头发清洁得更加光洁、更加彻底。我们也可以将一只新鲜的鸡蛋加一份护发素呢搅拌均匀，洗发后涂在我们的发丝上，用毛巾和浴帽把头发包起来，5分钟之后再洗去。另外啊，再加一点点醋呢，会令我们的头发变得更加的柔软。那么对于烫染之后的头发，可以把一个新鲜的鸡蛋加入高度浓缩的菊花茶中，充分的搅拌之后涂在清洗过的头发上，同样也是5分钟后再洗去。建议大家这些方法啊，不妨在洗澡时进行。我们在洗完头之后润发，可将头发包好后再用热水去洗身体。那热水的热气啊，可以帮助头发吸收养分，因为热气可以令头发的表层粒子的空间扩大，让我们的头发呢更容易吸收它所需要的养料。但是需要注意的是，这一种方法最多是大概1周2次1次，不要每一次洗头都使用啊，可能会太过营养，所以说要注意它使用的次数。其实除了鸡蛋护理头发呢，一定还有很多其他的方法可以帮助我们头发来达到很好的滋润效果啊，然后一些护理效果。但是安琪其实知道的只有鸡蛋，那么除非我们可以去一些salon买一些专门的护理用品，然后回家来自己做一些头发的打理。但是有的时候总是觉得觉得那些不太天然，可能会伤害我们的皮肤甚至是头发，所以我尽量都会想要用一些天然的产品。所以说如果你有任何的除了鸡蛋然后来护理我们头发的方法呢，很欢迎您可以上我们湾区新城中文网的中文电台的网上留言给安琪，然后跟大家一起分享更多可以帮助我们不论是头发身体都好，任何让它可以就是更加滋润啊，可以保护的方法，然后一些小秘诀。那么希望它可以是天然一点的，这样子我们就可以不会有太多的外来因素，像是可能会含有一些酒精啊、一些香料之类的这一种东西来损害我们的本身的产品了。所以说很欢迎大家，如果你有任何的点子啊、任何的方法，都欢迎你跟我们一起来分享。那昨天是我们一年一度的万圣节啊，然后我真的觉得万圣节画的乱七八糟，然后画平时不化的妆呢是非常好玩的一件事情。因为有的时候平时可能会觉得这种妆容太过分就不会画出门，然后因为没有办法顶着这种夸张的妆容走在大街上会引很多人的注目，但是万圣节啊就是用来给夸张化妆的这一天，所以不知道大家画了什么样夸张的妆容，做了什么样的造型啊？因为我真的觉得万圣节很好玩，虽然说而且就是怎么讲，已经成年了，但是还是很喜欢去 trick or treat 去跟大家要糖。然后安吉身边的朋友有一些就会讲我说：“哎，你都这么大了，你还好意思去要糖吗？”可是我觉得其实不论多大， 点就在这里，就是打扮得很漂亮，很可爱，或者是很吓人，各种各样的样子，然后去 trick or treat， 或者是 just have some fun with your friends， 然后跟自己的朋友有一些或者跟你的家人有一些很好的时光，像是挖一挖南瓜，嗑一嗑南瓜，然后烧一烧南瓜子，当做瓜子来嗑，当做瓜子来吃。所以说我觉得 Halloween 真的是很好的一个节日。安琪昨天是过得很开心啦，不知道大家的 Halloween 过得怎么样呢？我们先进一段广告，广告之后千万不要走开，继续回来我们的美丽日记，就在湾区新城中文电台。
传承多年的料理经验，最正宗最新鲜的手工水饺，最丰盛最好吃的北方美食，尽在水饺大王。水饺大王地址39229CW Newark， 电话510-713-2800 510-713-2800。水饺大王更推出贴心的袋装水饺，让你把美食带回家。
位于三马跳市中心的课后辅导中心设计了一套让孩子开心、家长放心的课后活动，包括由专业教师教授的中文、功夫、美术绘画和舞蹈等。
我们在这边学功夫，
我们在这里学画画，
我们在这边学中文。
请来我们的安全处，
请即拨打我们的联系电话650-548-9988，650-548-9988。
Shawrock 新学友将于11月13日周日下午1:30举办免费 SAT 及升大学讲座，资深名师向您传授提早升学计划秘诀，并教您如何利用长假增强 SAT 及各项考试实力，请把握机会。申请大学 College Essay 免费咨询，上网预约或者致电408-446-1956，408-446-1956，网址 shareworld.org/sharewold.org。
ANA Anna 家具公司20000多尺大型陈列室，从意大利名师设计的现代家具到美国大师的经典组合，带给您全新的家居享受。Anna 家具公司地址在301号 South Air Camino Real San Mantel Hillsdale 购物中心对面，电话650-212-2288 650-212-2288。
以下内容纯属个人意见，与本台立场无关。
欢迎回来我们的美丽日记，我是安琪。在平日里面我们常常会遇到一些头发纠结在一起让人烦躁的状况，尤其是长头发的女生或者是长头发的男生。那早上起来梳头发的时候呢，如果说你习惯晚上来洗澡，那早上可能有的时候不会去洗澡，所以他的头发在一整个晚上的翻来覆去睡觉中呢就可能会打结。平时会一边赶时间一边急躁的打理我们乱成一团的头发，在忙乱中呢有时会扯下让人心疼的头发，有时会扯断发束，疼的只让人掉泪啊，真的是非常，不仅是头疼心也疼啊，因为觉得毕竟留了这么长时间的头发，如果断掉了岂不是很心疼。头发啊是需要精心呵护的，经常粗鲁的拉扯对头发的伤害是非常大，许多因素啊都会使我们的头发打结，比如说被风吹烂，或者淋到雨水缠在一团，而且还有洗发的方式不对等等，都会让我们的头发纠结在一起。不过如果是干性的发质，发梢分叉、烫染后，或者是头发受损不小心挡痒，就很容易纠结。头发在打结的时候如果是硬扯，会让头发承受不当的拉力，所以一定会要把头发打结的部分慢慢的梳开。如果遇到了头发纠结情况，可以试一试一个有效的方法哦。我们在第一步呢，就是在打结的地方上面喷上一些整发的产品，比如说像免洗的润发液啊，或者是护发乳，使我们的头发变得柔顺一点。 第二步呢，就可以找一根发夹或者是其他比较薄的尖头物品，比如像是尖尾梳，然后来插入我们的发结中间，轻轻的把缠的最紧之处的发丝拉出来。第三步呢，就是握住我们的发结上方，可以把拉扯的疼痛降至到最低，把打结处的其余头发弄松软，然后再从结的底部开始向上面轻轻的梳理，直到头发完全的顺服散开啊。一定要注意每一次梳头发的动作呢，最好是持续两秒以上，在梳的时候不要用一些塑胶的梳子来梳理我们的湿发，最好是可以选择宽齿的木质发梳，或者是一些现在很推荐大家使用的鬃毛梳，动物鬃毛梳子对我们头发很好。那么对于特别容易打结而且洗发之后呢容易松绷的头发，我们可以在睡觉前把头发稍稍的梳顺一点啊，然后再将头发整个头发向前在头顶拢成一束，绑成一束，再用若干个橡皮发圈将头发一节一节的扎起来，像一个可爱的朝天炮。接下来就可以睡个安心觉啦。第二天起床的时候解开我们的发束，我们就会惊奇的发现头发变得柔顺了很多，因为它不会像散开一样纠结在一起。但是个人来讲，其实这个是朋友的一个办法，个人来讲安吉不是很喜欢，因为因人而异吧。我觉得我在睡觉的时候喜欢把我的头发完全散开，不可以有任何东西绑住它，不然的话我会觉得可能会睡不着啊，或者睡不好。除非是一些发卷，可能我觉得还好，但是如果要我把我的头发全部都紧紧的绑在一起呢，我会觉得睡得不是很舒服，然后睡得会不踏实吧。所以说个人来讲，如果你像吉一样可能睡眠比较浅啊，不太喜欢头发上面绑得太紧的话呢，最好的方法就是我们在睡觉的时候轻轻的把我们的头发都梳过一遍，让它变得非常柔顺以后呢，可以我会涂一些润发乳，一些免洗的润发乳在我们的头发上，因为我觉得这样可能会让我在晚上睡觉的时候，就算是滚来滚去，但是我的头发缠在一起的时候呢，还有一些免洗的润发肉可以帮助我，然后不让我的头发缠得那么紧，缠得那么乱。当然最后要跟大家说啊，关于头发的，就是说千万不要在头发湿的时候就进入我们的梦乡来梦周公啊，因为在头发湿的时候呢，头发很容易变形，而且啊是非常容易纠结在一起的，而且不仅是对头发不好，对我们的身体也非常不好。经常喜欢在头发湿湿的情况下就入睡的人呢，会有一些偏头痛，第二天早上起来可能会觉得头发也不是很好，然后我们的脑袋也痛痛的，然后有一些不太舒服。千万不要这样，因为头痛可能会引来我们一天的精神都不好，然后引来我们其他地方也会有一些不舒服，所以一定要注意，千万要小心，让我们把头发都吹干之后全部都梳顺以后再进入梦乡。不知道平时大家除了在弄头发以外呢，会不会注意自己的衣着？那么当然一些职业女性，一些白领女生啊，男生啊，其实我觉得现在男生跟女生一样，那么很注重我们的衣着打扮。那穿好职业装啊，个人来讲我觉得是离不开塑身衣的。职业女装和男装呢，是展示职业光彩和气韵的服饰。那如何才能在穿着时凸显出挺拔和动人的曲线呢？一个把职业装穿得更好看的办法，就是在职业装和套装时呢，选择全身的塑身内衣，或者是高侧的胸衣加长型的束衣，或者是高侧的类胸衣加上长型的裤袜、束袜。那么现在啊，可能大家觉得说啊，那束身衣其实不是只有女生才有吗？男生怎么办？现在已经出了有男生的束身衣了，让我们男生的身形更加的挺拔，然后更有身形，而且可能会让你觉得更加的有型吧。所以说不仅是女生，安妮建议男生啊也可以穿一些塑身衣。其实就算您不穿正装的时候呢，也可以穿一下塑身衣，因为它可以帮助您塑造我们的身形。 那么穿塑身内衣啊、高腰束裤或者是腹系带呢，可以使我们显瘦。内衣的塑身效果越好，穿职业装时啊，就会越有感觉自信的感觉。同时，塑身衣不仅可以立竿见影地调整出我们最优美的体态和最干练的线条，同时也可以凸显出职业女性的职业魅力，或者是我们商业男士的商业魅力啊。那穿好塑身衣裤呢，还要讲究好的办法。我们要小心的从下往上至腰部是穿着塑身裤的要点，将塑身裤上缘由内侧向外面翻卷至最宽的部分，再由下向上套至腰部，指甲千万不要过分用力。而且尤其是男生，如果你在穿塑身衣的时候呢，千万要小心不要过分的用力啊，就算你没有指甲，否则呢会损坏我们的面料。一定要确定腰部的位置是否合适我们的服饰，穿着完毕。那么如果是短的塑身裤呢，就将我们的裤子前面两段轻轻的往上拉，从下摆往下调，使其和我们的大腿吻合。如果是中长裤的话呢，平行左右拉下摆，可以使它们变得服帖一点了。文胸以及塑身衣的正确穿着方法呢，可以先将我们的肩带挂在双肩，然后用双手托住帐杯的下方，身体稍微向前倾，就像我们穿内衣一样，然后再扣上我们的背扣，调整肩带，使外侧的肌肉啊可以推到我们里，就是所谓的没有副乳。那穿着平时如果有一些软圈的文胸的时候呢，要更加的注意啊。不光仅建议大家要选择合适的塑身衣，如果穿得太紧的塑身衣呢，会让多余的赘肉在过紧的内衣里面凸显出来，影响我们的整体美感。另外如果说长期的穿塑身衣，肌肉收缩减少会渐渐的变懒，加上塑身衣的压迫使我们的血流减少，肌肉得到的营养啊就会随之减少，最终导致可能会我们的肌肉变松。那么正确的做法就是一定要依据自己的身材选用合理的尺度的塑身衣，不能够太紧。如果穿上去已经让我们的感觉呼吸受到影响呢，可能这个时候就要选择大一点的尺码，穿着的时间啊也应该受到一些控制，一天不要超过8个小时，最好在工作社交场合时呢才穿一下，尽量在家里的时候可以松绑哦。那么20岁以前还在发育期的青少年、生理期的女性，然后妊娠期的女性、肢体血管供血不足的人，或者是贫血的人，最好是不要穿塑身衣，或者是不要太长久的穿塑身衣，因为它可能对你的本身条件会有一些影响。那么我们一定要注意，我们在进入广告之后继续回来，我们的美丽日记就在湾区新城中文电台 FM92.3。
有些话一直想对你说，但在你面前就是说不出口。其实我很想你，是否真的有丘比特能帮我告诉你？如果对着全世界说我爱你，你会接受我吗？湾区新城中文电台隆重推出自制时段，让你有一个机会把你想说的话、想播的歌、想做的节目在 FM92.3 频道一一实现。详情请浏览 www.bayareametro.com。 如果有任何问题均可致电留言到1-888-889-8890或电邮到 info@bayareametro.com。 一段节目，一份深情，一世永恒。
嘉信理财一向与时并进，为投资者提供高质素投资体验。现推出嘉信手机程式，让您随时随地管理账户，追踪市场动态及投资买卖。由即日起，在嘉信开设账户并存入75000块钱，可获赠最新 Android 手机一部，有多款选择，无需开台合约。今天就致电800-682-0668与嘉信华语专员联络，了解更多您的投资选择。优惠有条件限制 ，Charles Schwab Member SIPC。
Starfish 是一个拥有20多年印刷经验的全方位印刷公司。Starfish 精湛的印刷技术可以为您提供各种各样的印刷服务，无论是2件还是2000件，穿的 T 恤还是用的桌布， 任何数量任何材料， Starfish 印刷公司绝对是你最明智的选择。 Starfish 电话是415-468-6688 415-468-6688， 地址是410 Talbert Street Delhi City。
如果您是一个专业人士，包括医生、律师、顾问、经纪等等，为了让更多人了解您、信赖您，请联系湾区新城中文电台 FM92.3， 我们全体人员将会全心全意为您服务。如要投放广告或想拥有自己的节目，请联系我们18888898890，或电邮到 info@bayareametro.com。
这是我们的新家吗？我好喜欢哦。
对啊，这里环境好，学区好，终于买到了我们的新家。
这都要谢谢我们的房地产经纪人李文 Juliana Lee， 他有近30年的房地产经验及成功的市场分析能力。
Daddy， 赶快带我们去认识我们的新邻居吧。
我是李文，请来电650-857-1000，希望有机会为您服务，让您的梦想成真。
美丽日记会在每次的节目与您分享让您美丽耀眼的心得和小方法，就让您的美丽也从这里开始。想要更加光彩耀人，记得锁定美丽日记，就在湾区新城中文电台 FM92.3。欢迎回来美丽日记，这里是湾区新城中文电台 FM92.3。 如何找到我们的服饰色彩呢，是非常难的一个问题啊。有的时候经常会找不到适合自己的颜色，然后有一些烦心。那么服装的色彩美感表现在两个方面，一个是服装本身的，即是面料的色彩，第二个啊，就是服装搭配的色彩。前者是设计师设计的，后者一般是要自己完成的。其实世界上没有哪个颜色是难看的，关键啊，就是要看如何根据自己的身体色，然后选择我们适合的服饰色彩。每一个人都有自己的自然色彩，即使我们的肤色、发色、眼球颜色等等，即使是同是黄色皮肤、黑头发、黑眼睛的亚洲人，每一个人的肤色色调都是不一样的，这样就是所谓的身体色。如果衣服穿上去适合自己的颜色呢，就会让我们的气色看起来很好，会发现细纹好像不见了，黑眼圈也没有那么明显，看上去啊是神采飞扬的。那么如何才能知道自己适合哪一些色调呢？最好的办法就是做一次色彩的测试，也可以通过简单的方法大致判断一下自己是属于冷色系还是暖色系。方法就是卸下我们脸上所有的配饰以及眼镜，如果染了头发就要用白布将头发包起来，然后在自然光源充足的房间把冷色和暖色两组颜色的布放在脸上面看一下，照镜子看看是哪种颜色比较好看，拿正绿色和黄绿色比较，如果是正绿色好看，我们的身体呢就属于冷色，反之就是属于暖色。找到自己的身体颜色之后，如何选择搭配的服饰颜色呢？告诉大家一个小小的方法，在逛街的时候呢，带上一个自制的色卡，这样就可以方便和准确的选色了。色卡的制作其实非常的简单，我们先将衣橱中那些被大家公认的觉得颜色非常适合我们的衣服拿出来，在内侧缝边呢等不会破坏衣服等一些整体效果的地方小小的剪下去一小块，再用乳胶呢将布贴在一个和名片差不多大的卡片上面吧，并且在卡片旁边注明衣服的类型，比如说 T 恤、衬衣、外套或者是大衣，各个季节的衣服都可以选择一些，最后把这一些制成的卡色片收集起来，装在一个携带方便的名片夹内，在逛街的时候可以带在身上，这样就可以很方便的找到与我们身体色相匹配的色调了。有了这样一个既能反映色彩又能体现面料质感的色卡，我们在挑选和搭配服饰的时候就会省力轻松很多了。那么当然时间如果长了，你已经知道适合自己什么样子的话呢，就不用这些色卡了，就可以很在平时的时候根本不用试我们的衣服，就可以很好很准确的找到我们适合的衣服颜色了。那么 在找到适合自己的衣服颜色之外呢，很多人总是认为自己的身形不够完美，然后感到有很大的无奈，不是嫌我们的胸部不够挺拔，就是为我们水桶腰大象腿而感到自卑。减肥又缺乏恒心，动手术价格昂贵而且有风险，那么有没有穿衣搭配法可以弥补一下身材上的缺憾呢？那么想要穿出好身材啊，错觉搭配是一种好方法。这种方法在穿衣时呢，应该注重深浅色层次的搭配。我们可以将浅色的衣服穿在里面，深色的外套在外面，这样整个人显得既活泼，而且身材看起来也会苗条的很多。另外，如果我们注意色彩协调，尽量穿同一色系的服装，比如说深浅不一的蓝、灰、粉上衣或者是裙裤的搭配呢，就需要注意的是颜色啊，一定相对要比一定要小啊，不要太杂乱，而且是最好上下衣分穿，这样看起来就不会那么臃肿了。其次呢，在穿衣的时候啊，尺寸太大的衣服虽然可以遮住我们不理想的曲线，但如果您本身不是很瘦的人的话呢，穿太大的衣服只会让我们的臀位啊在视觉上被放大，尺寸太小太紧难免会让我们的有一些肉感的表现，像小粽子一样。那么最理想的尺寸呢，是在比较丰满的部位大出大概2厘米左右，比如说手臂如果较粗的人呢，选择上衣时最好选择上臂大出2厘米的尺码，这是最显瘦的视觉效果。最后应该选择恰当的长度，服饰长度结束的部位啊，往往是视觉的重点，所以千万不要让衣服的长度在最丰满的部位结束，比如说大腿较粗，小腿比较漂亮的女性呢，千万不要选择穿短裤，相反我们应该穿一些6分裤、7分裤、9分裤。那么长裤啊，半长不长的时候呢，是正好在最纤细的部位结束，可以显出苗条的身材。再比如如果说你是有一些屁股比较臀部比较宽的人呢，千万不要穿到臀围线的短款上衣啊，因为这样会把别人的视线全部都引到你的臀部上面，把缺点啊暴露无遗，而是要选择到臀部最宽处靠上2至3厘米或者靠下2至3厘米的位置，这样可以柔和的过渡到臀部的曲线，还可以把别人的注意力啊引向你比较苗条的腿部。现在啊，很多流行不同的趋势，那么有不同样子的衣服，有些喜欢长款，有些喜欢短款，那么不同时候呢，可能会有一些不同的最新流行趋势。但是安琪觉得说，喜欢走在时尚尖端是好的，但是千万不要盲目的追求流行，因为它可能不适合你，别人穿的好看的东西呢，到你身上可能会不好看。所以说就算它是流行的元素，流行的东西，如果你穿的不好看的话呢，也还是会毁了你的这一身打扮，而且会浪费你的钱，浪费你的时间，并且啊，还让别人觉得你没有什么品味。所以说千万不要过度盲目的追逐潮流，然后过度盲目的可能买跟朋友同样的衣服，他们穿的好看，你觉得你穿的也会好看，这是往往最错误的。我们经常会觉得自己的衣服不够穿啊，可是当打开衣橱的时候呢，也发现里面的衣服多的堆成了一座小山，这是为什么呢？因为衣橱没有进行合格的管理，这才是最重要的因素。衣橱管理啊，对每一个人都是非常有必要的。管理衣橱就像管理家庭一样，意义啊，并不仅仅在于拥有一个整洁的衣柜，或是方便的可以取选衣服。衣柜管理还可以让我们的衣服变得物超所值，为我们节省更多的时间和金钱，给我们带来愉快的心情。与此同时呢，还可以锻炼我们的管理和判断能力，使我们的生活啊变得更有节奏和更有顺序。那么该如何管理自己的衣橱呢？我们第一步就应该先将不合身的衣服以及整整一年没有穿戴的衣物全部淘汰，衣橱里面只放置适合现在身材的衣服，而将过时的不适合的衣服淘汰掉。第二步就是将清理过后的衣服呢，按四季所需分开后，把当季的衣服进行一一的分类，夹克和外套一类，裙子一类，长裤一类，上衣一类，礼服一类，以此类推啊。那么内衣的收纳呢，可以使用专门的内衣收纳箱进行保管，这样啊既卫生也便于取用。那整理情况制定一份衣服搭配表，可以在我们的衣柜里面。 表格中填写当地所需要的衣服与配饰，那其他的带留以后再做补充。这张表啊，可以迅速的帮我们穿出得体的服装，然后可以很好的得到帮助。最后就是列出一张欠缺衣物的清单，当整理之后啊，按照归类所出的数据，把所需要补充的款式与颜色列在一张清单上，然后再将这一张清单放在我们的钱包里面，这样就可以在逛街的时候有针对性的做出一些理智的购衣选择了。另外就要提醒大家，我们一定要经常检查衣柜里面的衣服，这样才能保证我们的衣柜呢永远不过时，千万不要盲目的买衣服，然后在你都不了解自己的衣柜里面有什么衣服的情况下就再去买衣服了，可能这个时候你买回来的东西是你已经有了的，然后或者是不适合的，没有办法搭配的。有一些朋友，像安琪的朋友就会买了一件很可爱很可爱很可爱的衣服，结果衣柜里面没有任何可以搭配这件衣服的东西，他们就要也为了这一件衣服可能不是很贵的东西，要再买一条裤子，买一双鞋，或者买一条裙子，然后买乱七八糟的首饰，然后买出来的东西呢比这件衣服原本的价值过了太多了，所以千万不要盲目的购买，然后一定要好好的适当的了解自己有什么样的衣服，这样可以才可以正确的知道我们平时所需要的，然后不会再花乱的钱，然后浪费更多的时间。希望今天的一些小秘招呢也可以帮助到您，然后对您的日常生活有些很好的帮助吧。那么我们在下周同一时间不见不散，一定要记得锁定我们的美丽日记，就在湾区新城中文电台 FM 92.3，我们下周再见，拜拜。